Millions of people pay Apple every month and expect one of the features they're getting to be extra privacy. When you turn on Hide My Email, you are trusting that the random address Apple gives you will keep your real inbox hidden from companies, stalkers, or anyone who might misuse it. But now, a known flaw means that almost anyone with the right know-how can take the hidden Apple address and figure out the real email behind it. And Apple has known about this for over a year without fully fixing it. In this video, I'll cover how this vulnerability to Hide My Email works at a high level, Apple and security researchers' reaction, and what you can realistically do to still protect yourself. Before I get into what critics have been saying, let me share what Hide My Email is supposed to do. Hide My Email is an Apple feature for paying iCloud Plus subscribers that lets you generate random email address aliases. These are addresses that look something like a scrambled string at an Apple-controlled domain, which then forwards the messages to your real email inbox. You can use these aliases when you sign up for a website, an app, or a newsletter so that the company never sees your real email. And then you can turn on the alias or turn it off if you start getting spam. Apple has positioned Hide My Email as a core part of its privacy pitch. You can control who can reach you, avoid data brokers tying your email to other data, and keep your identity safer from leaks and hacks. This feature is integrated into Sign In with Apple, and it's marketed as a premium iCloud Plus benefit. For years, Apple has told users that privacy is a fundamental value and a selling point, especially compared to other tech giants. Hide My Email fits the story perfectly. It reduces spam, makes it harder for marketers to track you across services, and gives people facing harassment or abuse situations a way to put an extra layer between their real identity and someone who might be targeting them. Apple has made changes to this feature over time, such as moving new aliases to a dedicated @private.iCloud.com domain for Hide My Email and Sign In with Apple, trying to keep its system organized under one subdomain. But that change itself has raised concerns. Previously, all Hide My Email and regular iCloud emails all had the same domain, which made it much more difficult to distinguish between them. Privacy advocates warn that putting all aliases on a clearly labeled @private.iCloud.com subdomain makes it easier for companies to spot and block them, undercutting how well Hide My Email blends in at just another email address. Now, here's where things really start to break. Last June, Tyler Murphy, co-founder of privacy service Easy Opt-Outs, discovered a vulnerability in Hide My Email. This vulnerability lets someone start from the email alias that Apple gives them and work backwards to reveal the real email address behind it. I won't go into active details because it's still an active and exploitable flaw in the system, but the key point is this. The hidden link between the alias and the real address can be reverse engineered. Murphy reported the issue to Apple last June and provided replication steps, then tested it with volunteers. In 100% of those tests, the Hide My Email addresses they checked were exploitable, meaning every single alias in that sample could be used to uncover the real email address that Apple promised to hide. 404 Media, a tech investigation outlet, independently verified the vulnerability earlier this year by confirming that they could use it against one of their own hidden addresses. They reported that almost anyone can use this technique, not just nation-state hackers. Coverage from other outlets like Mashable has echoed that description, calling it a major vulnerability that reveals private email addresses and has existed for over a year. Now, here's where it gets concerning. According to Murphy and online reporting, Apple acknowledged the vulnerability a month after it was reported. They said they were investigating it. In March of this year, Apple told Murphy it had addressed the reported issue in a recent system change. But when Murphy checked, that flaw was still there and still exploitable. Throughout spring of this year, Apple reportedly kept telling the researcher some version of "we're still investigating," asking him not to disclose the vulnerability publicly while the investigation was ongoing. By late May of this year, Apple said it expected to address the issue in a security update in the coming weeks. Yet by the end of June and into early July, the vulnerability has still remained active, according to the researcher and 404 Media's own tests. Murphy even suggested that as a temporary safety measure, measure, Apple should pause the creation of new Hide My Email aliases until the hole is closed. But there's no public sign that Apple implemented the suggestion. Meanwhile, Apple has fixed other Hide My Email related issues in the past, like a mail drafts bug, where the feature could be unexpectedly deactivated, through operating system updates showing that they can move quickly when they choose to. This is where it feels crazy for many users. They're paying monthly for iCloud Plus, they're using a feature marketed as a way to keep their email identity hidden, and more than a year later, after a serious flaw was responsibly disclosed, it's still not fully fixed while Apple continues to sell and promote the feature. Among privacy experts and security researchers, there's clear frustration. Articles and dedicated privacy outlets describe Apple's decision to move Hide My Email to a single @private.icloud.com domain as a step that may weaken anonymity by making aliases easier to identify and block. And they see the unresolved vulnerability as undermining confidence in Apple's broader privacy claims. Commentators have also pointed out that this isn't just about spam. People facing harassment or stalking might rely on Hide My Email as a safety tool, making any flaw far more serious. On social platforms, posts and threads about the vulnerability focus on the disbelief that a paid privacy feature could leak real email addresses and remain unfixed for over a year. Some users say they feel misled by Apple's marketing, while others do argue that the company deserves credit for investigating and that they plan to keep using the feature once a patch is resolved. In short, the public reaction splits into three camps. People who keep trusting Apple and wait for a fix, people who feel burned and are turning off the feature, and people in the middle who are cautious and plan to limit where they use Hide My Email until there's a clear documented patch. Now let me share what you can realistically do if you use Hide My Email today. First, if you rely on Hide My Email for safety, situations involving abuse, harassment, or high-risk activism, treat this as a serious warning. Researchers say it may be possible for attackers to discover the real email address behind aliases in at least some scenarios, and people search databases can tie that email to your name, address, and more. In those cases, consider switching to accounts where you control the domain and aliases directly, or using a separate dedicated email address that is not tied to your primary identity. Second, consider pausing the creation of new Hide My Email addresses until Apple clearly documents that the vulnerability has been fixed. That may mean going back to using your real email, a secondary email, or aliases from an independent provider when you sign up for new services, at least in the short term. The trade-off here is obvious. You lose some of the convenience of Apple's automatic integration, but you avoid putting more of your accounts on a system that's currently known to be flawed. Third, audit where you've already used Hide My Email. Make a list of the most sensitive services tied to those aliases: financial accounts, healthcare portals, legal communications, and ask whether those can be switched to a long-term address you control more directly. For some, the risk will be low, especially for newsletters and one-off shopping sites. For others, moving critical accounts may be worth the inconvenience. Fourth, remember the limits of email privacy in general. Most emails are not end-to-end encrypted, and as the reporting from TechCrunch has shown, Apple can and does provide identity information behind Hide My Email when law enforcement presents valid warrants. If you need confidentiality, look beyond relay addresses entirely and use tools that offer true end-to-end encryption by default. Finally, keep your devices updated and watch for security advisories. Apple has fixed Hide My Email related bugs before through OS updates. And when this particular flaw is fully addressed, that fix is likely to arrive as some part of a security update rather than a big product announcement. This is a feature I personally have used, thinking it made me safer. So I'll be watching closely for updates. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.